While food insecurity gets more and more public attention, Innisfil resident Aaron Sanderson has been dedicated to filling a gap that most people aren't even aware of when it comes to support for those in need. Having worked in animal shelters and rescues, it can be heartbreaking to watch a family go through the process of giving up their beloved pet, said Sanderson, the volunteer leader for the South Simcoe Pet Food Bank, SSPFB. Relaunched by Sanderson 6 years ago, the SSPFB has as a goal to assist families before it gets to the breaking point. We will help with the pets' needs while they get through a tough time. The initiative originally started with two friends of Sanderson, who ran it for 2 years before they had to shut down. It stayed dormant for quite some time before I decided to start it back up again myself, and it has been growing ever since. Sanderson is struck by how unexpected events can happen to anyone, at any time, such as job loss, illness, natural disasters and accidents. This can lead pet owners to a position where they may face difficult choices. Not to mention, we are all feeling the effects of inflation right now, and so many people are struggling, she added. For whatever reason, if you need it and we can get it, we will help. We are here to assist pet owners in need so that they don't have to surrender their pet into the system. To complicate matters, Sanderson noted that the pandemic has caused rescues and shelters to be flooded with abandoned pets. She said that the SSPFB is also available to assist rescues and shelters with their ongoing needs. Working together, we can make a difference. The SSPFB delivers pet food in Innisfil, Bradford, Alliston, and Barrie. However, Sanderson said that as long as recipients can pick up the food themselves, they will help anyone no matter where they live. On average, anywhere from 10 to 20 individual recipients are assisted by the SSPFB each week. We also provide support to local rescues, TNR programs, and local food banks, as well as several local organizations that support the homeless. Basically, if you need it and we have it, it's yours. As a pickup-only service, Sanderson said she doesn't get to meet the pets, yet she develops special connections with the people she assists as they often send her pictures of the animals. As for the donors, Sanderson said there are some consistent monthly supporters as well as those who will run out and get the emergency supplies or unique formulas in a pinch. We have some absolutely amazing supporters and couldn't do it without them. Their willingness to support a family they have never met is admirable. Recipients and donors can reach out to the SSPFB through its Facebook page or via email at sspetfoodbank@gmail.com. We collect all pet-related food and supplies for any type of animal. We just ask that all donations of food products are sealed and within the best before dates. And other supplies must be clean. The SSPFB is currently seeking storage space as it relies on a small group of local residents to store donations. We are limited in the amount we can store and desperate for a centralized storage space so that we can accept some larger donations and help more people. More than preventing families from giving their precious companions away, Sanderson hopes to make a positive contribution to society. If we all just do what we can to make life a little bit easier for those around us, the world would inevitably be a better place. For more information on the SSPFB, visit its Facebook page here.